Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys, in and around the house, is ready with your plant of the week.
Let me guess, it's not the pumpkin, is it?
That's it, no. No. Actually, this is a very interesting specimen because unlike others, it's deciduous. And the plant of the week is the Winterberry Holly, Red Sprite.
Ooh.
And when we say deciduous, that means it loses its foliage. Now, the other hollies that we're accustomed to seeing and talking about often are the evergreen varieties like Blue Princess, China Girl, and so forth, or the American Holly. But this particular holly is deciduous. It loses its foliage. But the beauty of this particular holly is this. She will bury up all up and down along the stems.
Mm-hmm.
So when the foliage drops, these beautiful, wonderful red berries are all up and down the stems of this particular holly. And last week, Bob and I were talking about our individual plants of the week. And one that I had talked about last week was the Japanese beauty berry, the Calocarpa, and it had the purple berries on it. I like things that berry because that creates a lot of interest at various times and points in the season. So I was talking about the Calocarpa, the Japanese beauty berry last week, and I thought, you know, how appropriate to talk about the Winterberry Holly, the one called Red Sprite. And I like Red Sprite because it's very versatile. Jeez, I'll spit that out.
Wimbly, wimbly, wumbly.
I'll get that out. And the fact that it gets about 3 to 5 feet in height, and pretty much that in the same width, where a lot of the other hollies will get 6 to 8 feet. So I think it's a little bit better behaved, you know, from a size stature.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it's a beautiful, beautiful specimen. And it gets these red berries, and that's where it really shows off this time of year. But in order to get the red berries, you need a pollinator.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a stab at that? It's going to be one of two.
A pollinator.
A pollinator.
A bee, a bird.
A male. You need a male. Any idea? We've talked about this before, I think. All right. Jim Dandy.
That's a great song.
Jim Dandy or Southern Gentleman. Those are male versions of this particular variety of holly that will pollinate Red Sprite. So the Winterberry Holly, you need, and it's because they pretty much bloom about the same time. So that's why you need this in order for that to happen. There could be one close by, proximity-wise, in a neighborhood that might cross-pollinate with your holly.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, you know, a lot of that can happen up to a mile apart.
Wow.
So,
well, that's what I was just thinking. Is, well, I guess if you're going to put one of them there, you got to put both.
You need both. I would, in order to really get the berry production, it's best to put both.
Right.
And another female version of Red Sprite, another variety, is called Berry Heavy, which it too is very nice. It gets a little taller, you know, 6 to 8 feet and almost the same spread. A very beautiful specimen, and it will berry up very well too, hence the name. Berry Heavy. Whoa. There's also Berry Nice. These gals,
Frankenberry.
They need Frankenberry.
How appropriate for the Halloween season.
There you go. They too, you know, it's either Jim Dandy or Southern Gentleman as the pollinator for these particular varieties of hollies.
Now, are there birds that feed off of these hollies?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you're going to attract wildlife to the backyard.
Nice.
Certainly. So that's why I like things that berry up, because you get all these just seasonal interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got this beautiful green shrub throughout the season, and then once this particular shrub, the Winterberry Holly, drops its foliage, you have this beautiful, you know, look with these red berries all up and down the stems. And they're also great to decorate with during the holiday season.
I could just see that happening as, you know, once we clear the holiday of Thanksgiving, and you're ready for a little decorating for Christmas. You go out and get
makes things very festive. And we sell a lot of Winterberry during the holiday season.
Uh-huh.
You know, we sell it in bunches and stems, and it really accents your evergreen, like your greens containers or your window boxes, so well. It's incredible. You just get that nice burst of red. And unlike using artificial stuff like that outside, I've seen where birds try to go to the artificial berries. It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So using the natural berries is the route to go. So this is a great plant, and you can find this at your local garden centers and nurseries. And the thing of it is, most of the time, this particular holly that we're talking about, the winterberry holly, during the spring and summer, it just doesn't grab your attention until you get into the fall season. And a lot of times you'll see these sit in the garden center until they berry up. And then in the fall, people see them in the garden center and they're like, these are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going after, those red berries. Now, thinking about some of the other types of hollies, we're talking about the winterberry holly being deciduous, that it loses its foliage, which makes it unique in comparison to some of the other hollies. Like most homeowners you'll see that have evergreen hollies in their lawn or in their landscape, I should say, are either China Girls, Blue Princess, and they too need a certain pollinator. And Blue Princess, I really like Blue Princess a lot because the foliage on Blue Princess is a lot darker, deeper, richer green mm-hmm. than what you see with the China Girls. And it gets around 6 to 8 in height and about the same spread. And it will berry up relatively well also.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a nice round of berries on it, but it holds its foliage, so it's evergreen. So for Blue Princess, you need Blue Prince to pollinate it. So whenever you're buying hollies, ask about the male. You can't forget about us guys, right, Ernie?
That's right.
Ask about the male. Now, the China Girl, pretty much the same in height. Not as dark or deep of a green color, in my opinion, with the foliage like Blue Princess. But China Girl is it's a rather quick-growing holly. And the pollinator for that can be either Blue Prince or China Boy. So you got to find the pollinator.
Right.
That's where that really comes into play. If you're looking for a holly, there's a couple hollies. If you're looking for a holly here that gives you a little bit more of an upright growth habit, kind of pyramidal, look for Castle Spire. It gets about 8 to 12 feet in height and maybe about a 4-foot spread, give or take. But if you're using Castle Spire, you need Castle Wall as the male pollinator. Okay?
Yep.
And they all bloom at the same time. That's why you're looking for various pollinators.
Sure.
And we were talking about kind of upright hollies.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's very interesting, too, is the Sky Pencil Holly. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
No. Nope.
Sky Pencil is very unique. It can get around 6 feet, give or take, with about a foot and a half to 2 foot spread max.
Okay.
Very unique. It's upright. And it has its application in the landscape somewhere if you have narrow, tight spaces.
Right.
But I might add this. Plant it somewhere where it's a little protected. Sometimes, especially that first season, I've seen it sometimes get really beat up in a bad winter.
Mm-hmm.
But usually that happens during that first year it's in the ground.
Sure.
It's going through its first winter and it's pretty severe. But try and plant it in a protected area, and I think you'll find that it performs a lot better.
So if someone comes to the garden center to pick these up now, are they going to see this season, or is this going to be a next season?
The berries.
It
could vary.
Yeah.
It just depends, how well they buried up in the garden center, if they were close to, male pollinators.
Right.
Or if they came in late from a large nursery that sells hollies, and if they've pruned them back or not, it all varies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's where that all comes into play. Now, the Sky Pencil Holly, if it berries, I've never seen it berry, and it's not what it's noted for. It's just for its unique growth habit pattern.
Right.
And another one, last but not least, that I really like a lot, it's a shorter growing dwarf holly called Emerald Magic. And you might also find it at the garden center, sometimes under the name Little Rascal. So it gets about 2.5 to 3 feet in height and about the same spread. But I love the shiny, glossy look to the leaf on Emerald Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Very little maintenance at all, but a great specimen to have in the landscape. So we don't talk about hollies a lot. And when we plant hollies in the landscape, I want to encourage you to really, mend the soil with a lot of peat moss. Get that acidic base. What happens to hollies is this. We have high pH levels. Our soil is really high. It's alkaline. And a lot of times when hollies are planted in heavy clay, nutrients get locked up. and heavy clay, high alkaline soils. And you might even say this, oh, that holly's been doing well for a couple of years, mm-hmm. but it's not been wet enough to where that clay soil has wreaked havoc on it. And all of a sudden, they just lock up. They don't pull in any nutrients because of the pH level and because they were planted in high clay soil.
Right.
And they get a little chlorotic. When we say chlorotic, we mean that the leaves start to yellow off a little bit. You might even see some veining in the leaves, or you might see where it just struggles. So a lot of times, that's what's going on. And if that ground stays too wet for prolonged periods of time, hollies, you know, they can really suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also set yourself up for Phytophthora, which is another soil type of disease. So when you're planting hollies, make sure that you have great drainage. That's so, so important. And add a lot of, like, peat moss to that existing soil.
Sure.
And you want to use that existing soil because ultimately that is what your shrub is going to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
But we just need to make it better.
There's some good stuff already
there's
in
some there. Good stuff. And then I like to fertilize the hollies with Holly Tone. That's an acidic-based type of fertilizer. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to give them a little bit of iron. That really helps promote and green them up. And it can kind of pull them out of that chlorotic look. So I love the Winterberry Holly amongst the other evergreen hollies. And we've really not talked about them, I don't think so, before in the past. But that's our plan of the week.
Very good. That was all very interesting.
Hey.
749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Going to take a very short break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about
I'm liking the rain here, and I'm going to tell you why.
All right, we'll be right back.